女人香，美丽英文。Life is only a test. One of my favorite posters says, Life is a test. It's only a test. Had this been real life, you would have been instructed where to go and what to do. Whenever I think of this humorous bit of wisdom, it reminds me not to take my life so seriously. When you look at life and its many challenges as a test or series of tests, you begin to see each issue you face as an opportunity to grow, a chance to discover more about life. Whether you're being bombarded with problems, responsibilities, even insurmountable hurdles, when looked at as a test, you always have a chance to succeed in the sense of rising above that which is challenging you. If, on the other hand, you see each new issue you face as a serious battle that must be won in order to survive, you're probably in for a very rocky journey. The only time you're likely to be happy is when everything is working out just right. And we all know how often that happens. As an experiment, see if you can apply this idea to something you are forced to deal with. Perhaps you have much pressure from your parents, or you have a demanding boss. See if you can redefine the issue you face from being a problem to being a test. Rather than struggling with your issue, see if there is something you can learn from it. Ask yourself, why is this an issue in my life? What would it mean, and what would be involved to rise above it? Could I possibly look at this issue any differently? Can I see it as a test of some kind? If you give this strategy a try, you may be surprised at your changed responses. For example, I used to struggle a great deal over the issue of my perception of not having enough time. I would rush around, trying to get everything done. I blamed my schedule, my family, my circumstances, and anything else I could think of for my flight. Then it dawned on me, if I wanted to be happy, my goal didn't necessarily have to be to organize my life perfectly so that I had more time, but rather to see whether I could get to the point where I felt it was okay that I couldn't get everything done, that I felt I must. In other words, my real challenge was to see my struggle as a test. Seeing this issue as a test ultimately helped me to cope with one of my biggest personal frustrations. I still struggle now and then about my perceived lack of time, but less than I used to. It has become far more acceptable to me to accept things as they are.